I'm trying to help.
What is that helping?
Hey, look, we'll see the numbers.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, y'all ready to get going?
Like the heavyweight champion of like nerd culture.
Like that poor
Roxy Cities. It's ridiculous.
You are now tuned in to How to Nerd, hosted by Roxy Hayes, Cleo Thomas, and Brennan Edwards.
What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? I cannot stand you. All right, what's up, y'all? Welcome to How to Nerd, your guide to all things nerdy. I'm one of your hosts, Brennan Edwards, joined by the famous
Roxy Hayes.
Ugh. No applause.
None. Zero applause.
In my mind, I don't need
crickets.
I don't need validation from people.
Wow. Mm. And
what's going on, everyone? It's Cleo Thomas, aka Mr. Slick Living. We're back. I'm back. Hey. I'm very excited to be back here with you guys.
Cleo, do you have an...
Oh, that's
you have
some bullshit.
Wow. We clap for Cleo, yeah.
That's some bullshit. Get off his dick.
Hey, Roxy, calm down. We have wonderful news with Cleo. Cleo, do you mind telling the people what may or may not be going on in the background here?
Listen, I heard that I'm very well welcomed here.
Yeah,
and
there
could be an opportunity for me to be permanent host as well for How to Nerd Podcast.
We
that
here.
Would be fucking great.
Is that done?
It's like
when was
it's 90%.
We're having the conversation.
We're having the strong conversation.
I would love that.
It's you happening.
Would? So much.
I feel like she's the one voting against it. That's
I would like to Cat Williams the situation, to be quite honest. Like I would like it in my contract that Roxy can only be on 50%.
That's fine. So let's work for me.
I like the way I like the way this man negotiates.
Oh, yeah, I bet you do.
It'd be like what? That should be
I
in
bet
the
you do. Y'all are close together. Y'all been in cahoots this whole time.
Honestly, like I think the real reason for this, outside of how incredible this man is,
he's great.
Is that everybody watching this podcast? Y'all know this brother right here. He needed help. Like Roxy is a force. Mm-hmm. She sexually harasses. We need to have things split up so that
this
we don't
gave me more to touch.
Yeah, but less of me would That's be the fine. Point. So yeah, it's like it's only half as much of me. I like it. We moved the pillow. You did the pillow divider. Did you really just do that?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But guys, like yeah. Roxy, what do you think? What you want to talk about today? What are we talking about today?
Today, I want to talk about Harry Potter.
Okay. Wow.
Like you.
Such a great one.
Wow.
Such a great theme. Yeah.
Okay, so before we even get into that, because that is what we are going to be talking about today. Mm-hmm. You know, we always do our icebreaker. So if you could meet any famous nerd, dead or alive, mm-hmm. who would it be and why?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I'm going to start with you, Roxy. Yeah, I know. I like how you're very decisive in the moment. And I know you didn't look ahead of time at all of this.
Oh, no,
so I want to put you on the spot, Roxy, since you know Boom. You think you should be here for more than 50%.
All right.
Show us. Who is the famous nerd you want to meet?
The famous nerd I want to meet.
Yes.
Is.
Yeah.
He got to be dead or they got to
be dead. Or alive.
I said dead or alive.
It's like you don't even listen
to me.
He
got to
be dead.
I'm sorry.
He said dead or alive.
Oh, dead or alive. Oh, that's easy.
Who?
Well, okay, it's three.
Okay. One, Roxy. That's, you pick one.
That's crazy. So three. I'm gonna go top Neil deGrasse Tyson.
You just want to fuck him.
No, yes. He's so I like listening to him talk. I have a lot of his audiobooks, so I'm not reading all that. But I like hearing him talk. And he's just intelligent. I like smashing intelligence. Second is Bill Nye, the science guy.
I have met Bill Nye.
Would you smash Bill Nye?
Wow. I would not.
Wow.
Did
you see that look?
Yo.
I wouldn't. Here's the thing. Would I go in it trying to smash? No. But if we at a con and he like, I'm in room 782, I'd be like, what's up with it? And then but we got to do it to the music. If the music's not
run
on, it. I'm not smashing.
Can't
run it.
Bill Nye, the science guy, Bill. Bill.
Is that what you're gonna be doing? Yeah.
Slip framing. White shirt buttoned up still here, trying to control Roxy. No.
I'm a button in the shirt.
Oh my god. All right.
And the guy that had a jacket on. Last one.
Yeah.
LeVar Burton.
Okay.
I love LeVar Burton. You know, he's really
Reading Rainbow?
Yeah. He got me into reading.
Okay.
Like, he's part of the reason I love reading. Wood as well. All the way Wood.
All right, that's enough for Roxy. Cleo, what you got, man?
Man,
Good Lord.
Kevin Conroy, man.
Ooh.
I wish I could have met Kevin Conroy, man.
For those who don't know, yeah, please.
The voice of Batman the Animated Series. In my opinion, the voice of Batman. When I think of him, I only hear Kevin Conroy. I would have loved to meet him, man.
That's awesome. What would you ask him?
Man, what was the experience like doing those first early seasons of Batman the Animated Series?
Right.
And then here we are almost 20 plus years later, and it's still so... It's so loved, and people just put on such a high pedestal of that performance. So yeah,
square jaw. What it was Batman. Like? Square jaw Batman holds up.
Yeah, actually, you're right. Design wise, it is just a big square.
They just made all the male characters exactly the same. So if you look at Superman's face, if you look at Batman's face, they're exactly all the same. They have a very square jaw. So my brother's an artist. So while we're watching it, he's just like, they are so bored. They're so lazy with this. Like they literally just copy and paste it, just like with Dragon Ball Z. If you haven't noticed it, when you look at Dragon Ball Z, all the characters have the exact same face and chin. They just change the hair. So if you take the hair off of Vegeta and put it on Goku, that's now Vegeta.
Okay.
If you take the hair off Goku, put on Vegeta or on Trunks, they're all the same person.
Got you.
They all look exactly the same.
What about you, nerd? Who would you want to see?
What about you, nerd?
Dead or alive?
I would actually want to have a talk with Steve Jobs. Because I think that this man, you know, there's very few people that have like altered the course of human technology and history the way that he has. And I would want to ask him about, you know, like what he sees coming next, you know, like if he knew what was going on now, which I would be willing to bet even on his deathbed, he still probably would have been up to date where we are today with everything that's going on. And so I would have been like, bro, like, how did you, you know, because he wasn't a tech expert. What he was like a marketing expert. Mm-hmm. He's a person who's like, this is what works for people. And this is why this works for messaging to get people to want it. Yeah. You know, here's how you create the experience for everyone that everyone's going to want. And now it's like, even he's been dead for however long and people are still snobby about iPhones because of him.
Yep.
You know, and I'm one of those snobs.
I have a question.
No.
Okay. Is Bill Gates dead?
No, Bill Gates is not dead.
Okay. I'll be getting
Oh my God.
Like, I know they're different, but I thought he was dead too.
You remember when I said earlier that I'm so happy that there's a strong, like we're going to make this happen. Yeah. You're going to join us.
Is it because of moments like that?
Bro, what do I do? What was I supposed to do in that moment?
Is he dead or not? No, answer the
Bill
question.
Bill Gates is not dead.
That's what you do.
No, but the problem being is that you make people feel like they're crazy. You know, and it's like, if it's only me in here with you, and then you start saying wild shit like that. Now I have so Cleo next to me, so I can be like, Cleo, am I crazy right now?
No, like, you're not crazy for her to ask that question.
Cam, he ain't dead? Okay, thank you, Cameron.
He's not dead. Like, he's still doing interviews and shit. Like, he's still running the Bill Gates Foundation.
Is he?
Yes.
Okay.
He was just on Trevor Noah's podcast.
Oh, I love him.
Did he get a divorce?
Yeah, that's why it's the Bill Gates Foundation.
Right. Yeah.
It's no longer the Bill and Melinda Gates
Fund. Leaving his kids money. Was that him or Steve Jobs?
I don't know.
Okay.
But all I'm saying is, like, I know that Bill and Melinda Gates split. She did quite well in that split, as you can imagine. So it used to be the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Now it's just the Bill Gates Foundation.
Okay.
But I think she may have started her own foundation separately, but I don't know. But either way.
Learned something new today.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
As always, we always have to talk about one thing that we are nerding out on currently. I'm terrified to start with Roxy at this moment.
I'll go last.
Yeah, so Cleo, what you nerding out on, man? What you got going on?
I ran a Blue Eye Samurai again. I started watching it
again. Hey, man, I texted you.
You were the one that was
like, call you too? I think
you
did.
You did. You called me and was like, you haven't watched this yet. You need to do it. So I'm doing the rewatch of that right now.
So good.
We're fresh out of the holiday season, and I was nerding out about this again.
Oh, really?
I was all the way in.
You know the Harry Potter's? Like, you're talking about books, movies, video games?
I went through and watched all the movies start to finish. Then I went into the rabbit hole of theories, which I always usually did back in the day. And what I love about it now is, like, when we first had Harry Potter out, all we had really was Tumblr.
Yeah,
we didn't have video, like, people like describing what they thought in theory. It was always reading, which was just more reading. I gotta be honest.
Yeah,
I didn't read the book, so I was about to keep reading on Tumblr.
Have you read them now?
No,
he hasn't.
No.
We'll get into that.
No.
Please,
We're gonna revisit that.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Is it?
It shouldn't be.
All right. You wanna go last?
I'll go last.
All right. So for me, what I'm nerding out on right now is artificial intelligence, actually.
Okay.
Over the break, I actually took a course on prompt engineering. Yeah, I'm about it, bro.
Okay.
And so, like, I'm over here learning how to do, you know, like image generation, video generation. I've added it to all my meetings to be able to take notes and be able to give me feedback on that. I actually started cooking because of AI.
Really?
You know, straight up. Day before yesterday, I made beef stroganoff and stuffed buffalo chicken peppers. And normally I don't cook at all. But the reason I never cooked was because I always felt like I needed somebody there to explain to me the little things about what. Because every time I would always cook, like, I'm good with the flavors and stuff because I have a strong sense of smell. But there'd always be something wrong, like, oh, Brennan, you didn't peel the, you know, the garlic correctly or do whatever. There's always some little detail that ruins the whole meal that I'm always mad about because nobody told me. Okay. And what I love about AI is, like, first and foremost, I can just type into AI, like, hey, I want to have a healthy meal with these type of protein bases, like, you know, ground turkey or chicken or whatever. Can you give me 5 options of something that I can make in under an hour? You know? And then it'll give you 5 options. And I'm like, oh, I don't like those. Give me 5 more. You know, and you could just keep doing that until you see something you like. And normally I got something the first 2. So I pick something and say, show me that recipe. And I look at it. I'm like, all right, give me a grocery list for this organized by the aisle of the grocery store. You know, and so it'll do that. Here's your boom. Here's your grocery list. I actually make that so I can copy it to my notes app easier. Boom. It gives you a way to copy it. Yep. And so then you go to the grocery store and get it. And then, like, for example, when I was making the beef stroganoff, it said, here's, you have to use salt, pepper, and thyme to be able to season the beef. And I was just like, oh, that's cool. I have no idea. And it said season the beef. I was like, how the fuck do you season beef? I have no idea. Mm. And so I was just like, how do I season the beef? And it's just like, what you do is you take paper towel, dry off the beef on both sides, and then mix the 3 ingredients together in a bowl, and then take your hand and lightly sprinkle it as so it's evenly coated across all the beef on both sides. And I was just like, I never would have known that. I would have just thrown all the stuff separately on top of it.
My question is, what information did they pull that from? Because there's no way every cook... I know good and damn well every hood cook was not taking paper towels and actually, like, damping
down.
There's no way.
So we're gonna, if you want to take it there. So when I said I took the prompt engineering, if you don't know what prompt engineering is, that is
people better figure that one out quick.
Yeah. So prompt engineering is what you write into the text box, pretty much, to be able to get AI to respond to you. Mm-hmm. So you're like, AI, like, what should I wear in 60-degree weather? That is a prompt. You know, so, but the more detailed you can get, there's technically 6 parts of a prompt that can be in a prompt thing. And one of them would be called the role. And the role is you can give the role to the AI. So, for example, I said, you are Gordon Ramsay. Mm-hmm. I need you to give me these healthy recipes to be able to do this with these different proteins. And I have these food allergies. Now, normally, that's what you can do just if you're going to baseline AI. So now you're getting at his, the AI now believes that it's Gordon Ramsay and is going to act as Gordon Ramsay based upon all the information that it knows of Gordon Ramsay and all the recipes that Gordon Ramsay has posted online ever. It's going to say, these are the type of things that Gordon Ramsay do, is making up these recipes, you know, on the moment based upon these things. And they are fire. I brought some of them into the office. Cameron didn't have it yet. He can't hit today if he wants, but I brought some in yesterday and some of our editors.
Cameron shrugged those.
They had the stuffed peppers, man. They went crazy. Right? Okay. They went crazy. But all that's, I don't cook. That's my point being, though, is I don't cook. And I did this as an experiment with AI to see how useful AI could be in actual practical life. Yeah. And I'll say it's made grocery shopping and cooking significantly easier, and I'm going to be integrating into the rest of my life. That's what I'm nerding on right now.
Bars.
I'm with it. That is the future regardless. So you're just ahead of a lot of people at this point.
I'm all in. So if you all want to know anything, let me know. I'm the guy. Because, I'm a nerd like that. What about you, Roxy?
I am.
She's like, I found a new vibrator.
Like, oh,
No, please don't. Okay, I don't know why I would prompt her.
You see how he start? Y'all see he started it. I was just listening to AI.
We're talking about these wands today, okay?
Because I was using AI to do my budget and stuff. So I was like, oh, this is great. I haven't done it like that with the role thing. Like, pretend you're this person and then make the thing.
You don't say pretend. You say you are.
You are?
Yeah.
If you say pretend, then they're like, specific.
On the other side is if you offer it a tip or give it steaks, that works better too.
Oh, okay.
It gives you better results.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
My leg will get cut off if this doesn't work, and it'll give you better results.
Oh my God. Okay. That's a lot. Yeah. I am nerding out on just anime as a whole.
What you watching?
I think I said it before. So I'm actually reading more manga. So now I'm working for Game Rant and stuff like that. So I have to write a whole lot of, like, it's a lot of articles. And so, like, I didn't realize, like, it's a whole lot of stuff, like, I didn't see. But also, like, because I work for it, like, stuff's getting spoiled for me all the time. Like, I learned something about Demon Slayer because I have not caught up on it. I was so pissed.
You're not caught up on the anime?
No, I'm not caught up on the manga.
Oh, well, the manga's over. It's been over.
But I've never read it. And so, like, I'm on the anime, and I started, like, kind of reading the manga to where the anime is. But, like, something very important got spoiled for me. And I'm, like, I've been pissed for, like, 3 weeks. So now I'm just, like, reading all manga all day.
Where are you at with the Jujutsu Kaisen?
I am in the middle of the Culling Game arc.
I don't read manga.
Oh, okay. So. I'm, like... Chapter 1.
Where's the anime? Because I have no idea.
The anime stopped at like 137.
Okay, where you at?
I'm in like 175, 180.
Does it keep getting better?
Oh, get mad. Okay, so
don't you tell me nothing.
I'm not, but no, like I've been going Jujutsu Kaisen, Yu Yu Hakusho. I started Yu Yu Hakusho over.
Oh,
but
like, I'm, that's Yu a good Hakusho one. A classic.
I forgot how much stuff happened on the first episode.
Good. It's so good. It holds up. We watched
it's
it again.
It's so good.
We watched it again on Animation, and just like watching it, you're like, when this came out, there was nothing that was comparing to it.
It was
and
like
to this day, it's still good.
Great.
The music, the storytelling,
it's
the artwork
so
was okay.
Good. Yeah,
the artwork's okay.
It was goofy, but it was like not. But I miss '90s because I was watching Jujutsu Kaisen, and then I went and watched that. I'm like, this is completely different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was so funny, like you said, the voiceover. I don't really like
Yu Yu Hakusho. He wants to smoke.
But I watch it. And I love him. He be like, "What's
woman,
up?"
One of my favorite scenes ever is like in Yu Yu Hakusho is like. He's with his two homies, right? And they're about to go into it. They're going through these rooms to fight these different bosses of these rooms. And then one of them shows up and it's like a lady, like a beautiful woman. And she's like, "I'm gonna kill all y'all." And then the two guys are like, "Nah, man, we ain't gonna fight her, bro. That's a woman. We can't do that." He's like, "I don't care if you're a baby. I don't care if you're what. I will knock out anybody. Like, you can get the smoke. You came up to me." Like, I was like, this man is...
He don't give a shit. He's one of my favorite characters.
Like,
yo.
He's
so
funny.
A baby was my favorite part.
He's like, "I would knock out a baby."
Anybody can get it. I like him and Luffy for that reason. Like, yeah. They'd be like, "Let's fight." So, but that and just reading Jujutsu Kaisen is like... I really like reading manga. It's so much. It's so quick.
Right.
It's so quick, but I'd be stressed.
I can't read manga because I have a hard time with... I've read so many comic books. Mm. In my life, that reading manga, like reading it backwards, like my brain is just like, "Stop it! What are you doing?"
Mm-hmm.
So I've tried to sit down and read manga. I have a couple manga books next to my bed, and I've opened them up a few times. They're like fan fiction of My Hero Academia, and I'm just trying to read them, and I'm just like, I can't do it.
Read them on them pirated sites because then they just got them.
They flip them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I've seen some where they're flipped.
Yeah, I don't know. I like waiting for the anime because it's like because then people think they're better than you when who read the manga. Like,
oh yeah,
I don't,
oh yeah, I'm gonna be a bitch.
Yeah, so like, one of my good friends. Shout out to one of my good friends, Keenan Baker. He reads manga and looks at all the spoilers online.
Mm-hmm.
But he always likes to look down his nose at me. You know what I'm saying? He's like, "Oh, so
you're
he doesn't know what's going to happen. Like, hey, he don't know what's going
to
happen."
Right. You got more time
uncultured.
To sit there and read it. Great.
Yeah.
Cute. We don't care. We'll wait for the dog.
Shout out to
Ho-Ass. I can't wait to talk shit to you.
As he would say, shout out to Ho-Ass, bitch-ass Keenan.
That's
what he would say.
They so rude to each other.
So rude.
They said Brendan got little shoulders. And I've been laughing at that for like a year.
Do I have little shoulders? I don't think I do.
You don't. But that's what made it so. It's like, "Shut the fuck up, Brendan, with them little ass shoulders." And I was like, they just.
Who said that, Keenan?
Keenan and I.
That's a wild
Keenan
shot.
And
that
I.
Is a wild shot.
That's a wild shot.
It was wild because I don't have little shoulders. That's like, if I did, I'd be like, "I get it." They say, "Shut up, Brendan, with your big head." I'm like, "Yeah, you right." You know what I'm saying? All right, moving on.
I'm sorry.
Let's get into what we're talking about today. We're talking about Harry Potter, yeah. Roxy.
I'm so excited.
Oh, man.
Wow. She cannot behave.
Okay.
I had sugar. I love Harry Potter.
All right. So first and foremost, you know, like we got a little bit of Harry Potter gear up in the house.
Yeah.
Roxy is attempting to wear something Harry Potter.
Ah!
That is not Hogwarts official. They did not give you that at check-in.
They did not. No, that is not
Diagon
your size.
Ali did not send that
Why
to
y'all
you.
Fire me up like this today?
I'm just saying, like, your titties were like, not. This is not magical.
Yo, this
like,
sweater would not... Hold on.
No, you don't have to. Like, stop. Just stop.
Is she in as Harry Potter?
Yo!
Is she in Hogwarts Plus?
First of all, this is movie quality.
Right now, those buttons, power level, are over 9,000. Over 9,000. The buttons is going so hard. Good Lord.
Yo, not
this
it,
is
Roxy.
From Hot Topic, okay?
Yeah, and then she pulled. Okay, so what I want to talk to you guys about first and foremost, and obviously I got this. My grandma got me this, Gryffindor. So, yeah, it actually fits me though. Isn't that crazy how that works?
Burly, because them shoulders small. Anything can fit. Let me just put it on.
You done?
Yes.
Thank you. So what brought each of you guys to the fandom of the Harry Potter universe? First, but before we get into that, you know, J.K. Rowling's trash.
Oh yeah, all the time. Like,
yeah, so,
yeah,
absolute trash.
Terrible
get that out the
great,
way
great world came out of her, but she's trash.
She just needs to shut up.
So, actually, I'm gonna start here.
Yeah, man.
Cleo, what brought you to the Harry Potter world?
My cousin had started reading all the books, and then I remember when it got announced that we were getting a Harry Potter movie, and I remember them auditioning kids from America to be Harry Potter. And I don't know if this got wiped from the internet, but I'm pretty sure. There was a kid that was announced who was an American actor, and there was some backlash about that over there, and they were like, "Nah," and they scrapped the kid, and had to go back to the drawing board, and then Danny that's Radcliffe. How we got the
I know
the
he
three.
Pissed.
Can you imagine being told, like, imagine screen testing and oh, you know that? So I remember hearing about that as a kid, but then didn't read the books. But when that first movie came out, I was all in. I thought mm-hmm. this was dope. These are kids. They go to this school. They're wizards. They're witches. Like it really brought you into a world that we didn't have at that time. Mm-hmm. And no one expected Warner Brothers to really stick it out for that many movies, yeah. build this incredible world, and nail it the way they did. Every time I go back and rewatch it every year, I'm just like, they committed to the idea. Mm-hmm. And they gave that to us in such a great way.
You know what's really amazing is I love the way that Cleo just presented that. You know, it was really authentic. It was real. It was like, it felt heartfelt. Mm. This nigga ain't read the books. So I don't
believe
in anything.
Oh, you're fucking right.
I'm just saying, yeah. like, he sounded so into it, but I'm like, he didn't even read the books.
You gotta read the books.
He's over here just like, the movies. Like, the movies are like a tenth of the books.
Yeah
facts.
That's cute.
Not There's even.
Some, the, that's cute. That's cute.
The world is so much bigger in the books.
So much better.
I'm sure it is.
It's not even
so
close.
Much, it's so much better.
But now we got the internet, and I could just look up the Cliff Notes and the things, or what's the differences between...
This is
between...
a nerd podcast.
This is a nerd podcast. You're over here on some casual shit, bro.
Listen.
You're like giving mad casual.
You know I never agree with him.
Listen, all I got to do is type in differences between book and movie.
That's gross.
And now I know what the difference is.
Tomato. Stop. But I'm glad that you enjoyed the world that was presented in front of you. I agree that the movies are great. I'm lukewarm on it.
I'm lukewarm on it. Go ahead, Roxy. Tell me what brought you into it.
So actually...
Did you read the books?
Yeah, I read the books.
All of them?
Congratulations.
Yes.
Okay.
After.
You don't get to ask that, Cleo.
I do.
You don't get to ask that?
Roxy would do that. Roxy would be like, I read the books. Which ones? The first one? And then she would do some shit like
Valid, but did I read them?
Okay, Boom. Now we know.
So...
I agree with Cleo,
don't be
actually.
Honest.
I didn't want to agree with him, but he's right. You would do that.
But I don't lie. But y'all know I read 100 books a year. Well, I try to read 100 books
okay,
a year.
Okay, yeah.
See how she switched it right, real Kat. Quick?
I do.
Roxy, how did you enter the fandom?
Like that. Okay, so no, I really enjoy Harry Potter. I got into it because one of my friends was watching the movies. Like, she was crazy about Harry Potter. My grandma gave us some books, but I will agree, me and Cleo were talking about it before, the books were so thick that I was just like, I'm not reading all of this. But yeah, I did end up starting to watch it with my friend, and I think it was when it was like the sixth movie. What was that? Half-Blood Prince? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that's when I saw Half-Blood Prince before I saw any of the other movies. And I was like, oh, this is crazy. I don't even necessarily know what's going on, but this is great. So I went back and watched all the other movies, started catching up on the books. And then by the time Deathly Hallows came out, I was caught up. But now as an adult, like I reread all of the books every couple years randomly. I'll just go through and read them. Right now I'm listening to them on audiobook. It's pretty dope. It's great. Like, there's so much more in the books. There's so many more characters. The world is bigger. Yeah. There's so many more just, like, relationship dynamics that aren't even explored in the movies. Like,
agreed.
Just characters are better in the books. They made Ron so stupid in the movie.
Yeah.
And he's so
he's
much
better.
His character is crazy in the books. Yeah. Even, like, Jenny.
Yeah.
Jenny doesn't do shit in the movies, but in the books, like, she is... probably one of my favorite characters. Like, she just don't be playing. She be talking shit. She said nothing in the movies.
Yeah.
So it's just so... Dumbledore's more of an asshole in the book. I will get into that later. But yeah, there's just more stuff in the books. So yeah, that's what got me into it.
All right. Well, I'm happy I went last because I do feel like I guess I'm king nerd in this bitch because I didn't realize. Like, I thought in my mind, because I don't really talk about Harry Potter that often with people, I kind of assumed everybody else did the same thing I did, is I got on Harry Potter like around the time the second book came out. Mm. This is long before the movies came out. And, you know, it didn't come about because I was like, I want to read a nerdy book. Is I think my mom had found it because my mom likes to read. And so she found it and she told me that I would like it. And I was like, I don't care. and then immediately, like within like a month or two. Yeah, immediately within a month or two, I got like I used to get grounded for anything below a B. And so I got a C+, I think. And so they would ground me for the whole semester. So that's half a year until I get another report card, not a progress report. Until I get another report card, I am grounded, which means the things I can't tell you. I'm not going to go into the list of things I couldn't do. I'll tell you what I could do. I could breathe. I could drink water. I could eat food. I could read books and I could use the bathroom. That's pretty much what my life was. And anything that had nothing to do with digital entertainment, I could do. So I was completely disconnected from the digital world. And so my mom was just like, yeah, so about this book. I was like, I'll take that.
You know, I need something to pass the time. Wow.
Yeah, so I ended up reading. So I read the first. I ended up over time reading all the Harry Potter books before they came out as movies. I've read all of them 3 times when I was grounded. But they're all so good, you know. And like anybody who's just to give a little advice to anybody who wants to get into it and is thinking about wanting to start reading it, or you know, I would always recommend reading it first. Mm-hmm. I think the experience is better if you read the books and then watch the movies, because you get the context a lot better. Is that the first book, the first half of the first book is not that good. I don't care what anybody says, like they can argue with me until the end of the earth. Like Fact. It's not that good. The first half of the first book is not that good. But if you can get to the point, as soon as he gets to Hogwarts, the shit takes off. Mm. The second book, just for anybody else who knows, the second book is the worst book.
Damn.
Yeah.
It is the worst book. The it's third so book is top 3 out of the 7. Third book is when I really was like, Prisoner of Azkaban happened. I was like, I'm all in on this. And then it just kind of goes up from there. Fourth book is amazing. Fifth book is amazing. Sixth book is really good. Seventh book is ridiculous. And they seem to get longer too for some reason.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bigger and bigger.
Yeah, the second one is the shortest book as well, thank God.
Because it sucked.
Yeah,
it what even happened?
I don't even remember.
The Chamber of Secrets?
Yeah. But like what were they doing? I don't remember.
It was trash. I don't remember. Like I said, the thing is, I legitimately read this when I was like 14 or 15. You know what I'm saying? So I'm 36 now. So it's like, I don't remember all the details because it's like,
I read it a couple months ago and I don't remember.
Yeah, well, that's your Roxy. You know? Your last name Hayes is for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I went right as, how would you suggest someone first indulge? I didn't even read that question. I just started talking
going
about
for it.
But do you guys have any other kind of, any other perspectives for those who haven't read the books of how you'd recommend somebody get into the series? No. Who hasn't read the books, how should they get into it, Cleo?
If they're going to read the books?
No, they ain't going to read the books. They're going to be like, Cleo.
If they just want to watch Harry Potter?
Yeah, just.
What about play the video game? You know what I'm saying? Or maybe just look up a wiki.
Literally just go on Max and just press play. Because it's that easy now. We didn't have to. You got to think Blockbuster or think about how many kids. Man, yo, I had a friend who had them all on bootleg, bro.
And we would go to his house,
and it was back in the day when it was like really from a camera in the theater.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was so trash. But we still watched it. We still watched them. But now, look, throw on Max. You can start your marathon. You know, get some popcorn, hang some candles from your ceiling. Don't burn the house down, and get into the mood of it.
This man,
yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Cleo.
Yeah.
Mine's the inverse of what you said. I sometimes like watching the movie first and then going back and reading the book, especially if it's something I'm not like crazy interested in, because people don't want to read. Let's just be honest. They don't want to read. But I feel like if you really love the movies or just enjoy them once you see them, then you'll want to go read the book, and then you could kind of point out the differences in inverse.
What's wild to me is because I had read the book so many times, like watching the movies, I was very disappointed, to be totally honest. I was super disappointed because I watched the movies, like the first like 3 movies, and I was like, this is boring. Like, that's how I felt. I was like, this is actually boring. Like, they didn't capture the feeling that I experienced when I watched when I read the book. It really didn't. Like, if you...
The books be action-packed.
Like, I know you probably won't do it, but if you ever do get the... If you ever just decide that's what you're going to do, pick any of the movies, read any of the book associated with it. Just read the book one time, and then watch the movie again, and I think you'll understand. You'll be like, oh. You're going to be like, oh, this isn't even close. You know, and it's like, I could actually go back and critique the movies and say, here's what you could change to make this better.
If you're telling me the stakes are higher in the Goblet of Fire book in comparison to, like, the Goblet of Fire movie.
It's crazier.
This is the original?
It's 10 times crazier.
The
Goblet of Fire. Yeah, oh, so, book? Like, the oh, no, scene where the Death Eaters and Voldemort have, like, Harry and Cedric, like,
here, hold on.
How they say it is completely different than how I have it in the movie.
Oh, did he just, like...
Oh, that's...
He just went to... Little. He retorted in disgust when he touched the book.
He's like, I don't like words. But, yeah, but, like, just the scene is so much... Like, they were really torturing Harry, and I don't feel like they really
bad.
Show that in the movie.
Yo, this dude literally lived under their steps.
Yeah.
Like, it felt like he was an indentured servant. Like, that's the way they set it
and
up.
And how they would talk to him was
crazy. Yo, they
talked
to him so crazy.
They'd be like, are you eating a sandwich? Get out of here.
Yeah.
Hey, Potter.
No.
We're not taking...
No, hold on.
We're not picking and choosing
hey,
slander.
Hey, Potter shrieked Pansy Parkinson, a Slytherin girl with a face like a pig.
She was such a bitch.
No,
she was.
A face like a pug.
Can you read in a British accent? Because this
Come
is
on,
terrible.
The Dementors are coming. The Dementors are coming, Potter.
There we go. Yeah.
New third. Yo, yeah,
was,
I'm already
she
out.
Was
you
Mocky
can have
Kipsy.
It. I'm good.
No, you're
I'm
not.
Good. I'll just
you're
stick
not
to
trying.
The movie.
Oh,
I'll stick
God.
To the
All right, listen, guys. As you guys know, one of the best experiences you can have is pulling up for our Patreon. Reason being is because our Patreon members are actually live with us right now. Shout out to y'all. What's up?
What up?
What up?
And we be listening. And so in that listening, Rhea Sunshine actually posed a question to us because we told them ahead of time the topics of what we're going to be filming and asked if they had any questions for us. And she came up with some good ones. So we're going to go ahead and answer them questions, Miss Sunshine. And the first one is, what are your Hogwarts houses? Now, before we get into that, got a shout out to our producer, Hippie, because she didn't even ask us no questions, but just knew. I mean, she didn't ask me nothing, but then I just show up and then it's like, all right, here's your magical potion that actually has, actually has my house on it. Because I'm a Gryffindor, you know, courage in the face. What about you, you evil human being over here? What is yours?
So I am Slytherin. So I've taken the test multiple times.
I bet you have.
I always get 50%. I don't know what that means, but fuck me. I get 50% Hufflepuff, 50% Slytherin, like almost every time I've taken one of them tests. But I feel like I lean more towards Slytherin.
Because you're a villain.
Because I don't care about y'all's feelings or your well-being. If some shit was to go down, I would throw y'all to the wolves. So yeah,
so you're Slytherin.
Yeah, I'm Slytherin. But what'd you say before? What'd you say? We going down to Hufflepuff?
All the hoes at Hufflepuff.
Y'all heard how he talks to me.
Everyone knows. Everyone knows that.
All right, so everybody.
Everyone knows.
Everybody
that.
Who has their titties out right now, please raise your hand.
Damn.
Yeah, exactly. Like, all right. Thank you. As you were saying.
I got Ravenclaw, man. I got Ravenclaw, which you know, come to find out, all we got over there is like the Owlery. That's it. Yeah, that's all we there. Got.
Right? Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff, really, like, they're just kind of like sidekicks.
There's so more.
No, I'm just saying, like, in the books.
Damn,
in the...
Barry. You're saying Hufflepuff can't be in the same boat as Ravenclaw at all?
I'm not Hufflepuff.
No. Okay, so hold on, guys. I just want to specify, in the books.
Ravenclaw.
In the books, is very, in my eyes, the way that I remember reading them and, like, looking at the four houses, it was a two-house show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like the Hufflepuff and Ravenclaw, they got almost no
love.
You
would only see them if they were doing
Yeah,
Quidditch.
I mean, there were some characters that were cool side characters.
Cedric from Hufflepuff. Ravenclaw.
Cedric Diggory's from Hufflepuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he was dope.
That's,
what happened
that's
to him,
it.
Though?
What do you mean he
That's
was
what I'm
dope?
Saying, but that's it.
What happened to
I'm
him?
I'm agreeing.
Uh-huh. What do you mean he was dope? He got offed. My boy!
I'm saying, God.
But who else? But who was in Ravenclaw? Chow?
I don't.
With that
I don't
was the just thing is, crazy racist name.
How about this? I don't remember
Luna.
Because they didn't matter. They didn't matter. If you take them out of the whole, like for the most part, if you took those two houses out, if Hogwarts would have been two houses, Slytherin and Gryffindor,
they
would
have killed
fit,
each other.
You could have fit all the characters that mattered, quote unquote, from the other two houses
I'm
into those two houses,
Luna.
And it wouldn't have been a problem.
I get that,
Luna.
But
no. The thing is, this is not a note on those houses. This is a note on trash J.K. Rowling. She could have built. She could have built out those houses better and made something more of it. Because
trash
as of now,
J.K.
it's not.
Rowling.
But either way, I'm a Gryffindor. What?
No, I'll bring my point later. Go ahead. What are you?
Ravenclaw.
You don't read books. I just been wanting to say that since we started.
All right. Any
I don't
Harry
read books? I'm just
any Harry
this
Potter
book.
Theories you that don't. You like or dislike? Can I start on this one?
Go for it.
No.
There is the one. It's I think it was from was it the Chronicles of Narnia? Which
mm-hmm.
one?
Oh mm-hmm. yeah.
That yeah, that one. I love this one because the Chronicles of Narnia came out long before you know Harry Potter did,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
In the Chronicles of Narnia, there's four people that run that world, that created that world,
mm-hmm.
And those four people. They're like their colors, their personalities, the things they're known for, all align with the four creators of the four houses of Harry Potter.
Oh, so they're saying that they're. Oh.
So it's like this, the Harry Potter world in some perspectives could be a continuation. You know, like a lot of people say it's just J.K. Rowling giving a nod to the Chronicles of Narnia because
mm-hmm.
there would be no Harry Potter without the Chronicles of Narnia.
And I love Chronicles of Narnia.
I read that too. Chronicles of Narnia
it's
are
thick.
Really good. Really, really good. Thick is the word you chose to describe
is it.
It is thick. Oh, well, it's thick.
I'm sorry.
But your hands
are... Stick to me and to Cleo's hands. To you, yeah, to you, it's just a little
These
bit.
These are normal hands.
It's just a little bit. Normal
is the Chronicles of Narnia a Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is,
but
right?
But then there's
yeah.
more.
Yeah, that's one of the books.
Yeah.
Oh.
Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe is a book in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Mm-hmm. Oh. It's like, what, four?
There's four of them, I think. Yeah, but it's a really good adventure. I love the Chronicles of Narnia. Actually, I think I read that after Harry Potter, but I never put the two together, you know? And then like after doing that, I was like, oh, this is really cool. This actually does fit together. I remember looking into it and saying, this actually does fit together. That's dope. The worlds don't really fit together. I mean, they're both mm-hmm. magical worlds, but how you get to them and what they are and all that, it's like maybe, in my mind, I'm like, maybe the Chronicles of Narnia is like super old school. You know, it's like, this is like the ancient times of the magical world of Harry Potter, and it evolved into where it is now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it's just like back in the Chronicles of Narnia, it wasn't like we wield magic. It's just like things are magical. You see what I'm saying? There's a difference in
we
how
live
that
in this
is.
World.
Yeah, magic. We live in this world of magical things. It's not like humans wield magic. You know, and then it's like maybe at some point humans learn to do that, and here we are. Saying that Rye is in the
Patreon. Anyway, she said she's
a Ravenclaw.
She said Fantastic Beasts for Hufflepuff.
Yes, I was just that's what I was gonna say earlier. Which
Newt Scamander?
Which went to trash. The first one was great.
The first one was good. The second one was it was okay.
Oh, doo doo. But yeah, I love Newt Scamander. He's one of my favorite.
I was gonna say, do you have any theories that you guys like about Harry Potter world?
It's not a theory, but kind of, sort of, just like about how J.K. Rowling's racist and a lot of the stuff that was in the book was racist, and I fully agree.
Yeah, she didn't want to cast black folk.
How the elves were like supposed to be black people, and I didn't
know that.
Fully realize it till I heard the audiobooks recently.
Wow.
And like they're talking in like this broken English dialect that is very reflective to me of like
Nigga Jim.
Amos and Andy. Yeah, for real. They like Harry Potter, my God. Like they're talking really like slavey broken English. And the fact that they're slaves.
Hey, I'll say this, Dobby's a real one though.
He the only one.
He's a real
There's
one.
There's so many other elves, and they're like, we don't want to be free. We like being slaves.
You're correct. There's a lot of that. You're right.
Yeah, it's a whole world where they're like, we don't give us no clothes. We like our masters.
Yes.
They say that shit.
Yeah.
Like, this is fucking weird. And just how the goblins are supposed to be like Jewish people. It's just like, yeah, it's just.
Did read that.
Yeah, about the.
I didn't know about that.
It was supposed to be like parodies of them. The big nose, the money grubbing, stereotyping.
Oh.
It's even, but the Cho Chang. All of that is racist.
Yeah, the Cho Chang thing. That's the most wild one for me. I'm like, yo.
Yeah, I think the funny thing is, reading it all, I never had any of those. Like, I felt like I grew up in a little bit of a utopia.
Mm-hmm.
The idea, like, racist ideals didn't exist. Mm-hmm. You know, so, like, I didn't know any of the Jewish, like, stereotypes. Mm-hmm. I didn't know any of, like, almost any of, like, any of the things that weren't, like, black and white. Like, I had no idea. And so, like, reading it, that's when I was in that world. Yeah. I'm just like, yeah, whatever, Cho Chang, that's a name. Like, I didn't think that would be, like, a racist name. But now I'm like, oh, my God.
Like, you're wild.
Could you say a more racist Asian name? Like, I don't think so.
Even how she's depicted, like, the black people. I'm just like, they don't really do shit, but then like in the book, it just sounds so much worse in the book for some reason. But
see, another reason to read it. You can learn about racism, Cleo.
Learn about racism.
Safe to say, because they did announce that we're getting a series based on every single book coming soon for the Harry Potter world.
With the kids?
There's no way Cho Chang is in that.
Not as that name.
There's no way Cho Chang is in that.
They're just going to be like,
look, oh, at all?
How can you?
But she's not super important to the story. She's like, yeah.
If they're doing a whole series on each book, then there's a couple
books.
Which
they also didn't really show her in the movie. Like,
no, yeah. All right, so Clea, what about you?
She snitched. She snitched. Theory that I do like or don't like. Isn't there a theory in which that Dumbledore's technically like the god of death? Because
yeah,
he had
I've
all
heard
three
that.
Of the mm-hmm. Deathly Hallows?
Yeah, but I'm like,
don't
but
like
I could
that.
See it, though.
Yeah, for the book readers, y'all tell me.
Well, Dumbledore's just...
I can't wait to get to Dumbledore.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
I can't wait to get to old Dumbie.
More so, I'll say I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay.
If somebody's like, oh, that's true, I'd be like, yeah.
Okay.
Because can I read the next question?
Go ahead.
Was Dumbledore an asshole? Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
1,000,000%.
I think yes and... Yes. Yes and. Because the thing is, like, he was an asshole, but he also did help.
For the greater good.
He played everybody.
But yeah, but like he literally set up a child to die. Like he literally knew, it was so much that he knew.
Voldemort lost though.
And he cooked Harry. He was marinating Harry for all of these years.
Yep.
So he could die at the perfect time.
Say it like Snape said it.
You've been.
Come on, you can do it.
You can. Come on.
Like a lamb to slaughter.
Like a lamb to slaughter.
Yo, shout out Snape, man.
Really?
I love it.
That acting.
Yo, Snape.
Best acting in the whole series.
Agreed.
Best actor in the whole series. I know that they fought for him.
Yeah.
They fought for him to be Snape. Like apparently he denied the role like a couple times.
He denied the role and was gonna leave the project. He was gonna leave that stuff and then sat down with JK and JK told him what the story was gonna end up being and he was like, I'll stay.
Okay,
which would have been detrimental.
Agreed.
If we didn't have Snape like that, I don't think it would have worked.
Cause just like how they switched Dumbledore when he did the when the first guy died, that's not what I'm
Why are you laughing?
Because the second guy was so fucking bad.
What?
Like, he switched. He was, watch the first couple movies and watch how that Dumbledore is just like,
No,
because he was like, the second one, when he came in and was yelling at Harry in Goblet of Fire, that's a meme, but it is so correct. Dumbledore was never no aggressive person. He was a calculating, crazy asshole in these bedazzled robes that he just randomly started wearing. That motherfucker was not wearing it 50 years ago in Fantastic Beasts. All of a sudden, in 50 years, now you're dressing like a fucking...
What's wrong with the glow up?
He came into his own.
He looks terrible. But then, I forgot what
Say that
fuck
to
I
your
saying.
Shirt.
My shirt looks great, Patreon. But, like, you made me forget my point.
Yeah.
But they switched the actors because the actor died, and then the new actor was just so, like...
I love new Dumbledore.
Did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire? Says calmly, like he just
says calmly.
That was not Dumbledore's case. He was fine.
Look, I'm gonna stop you guys. I have a couple more quick questions I want to get to.
Yes, I'm angry.
First one, I could see that. Who had the saddest death to you?
Snape.
Not me.
Who? Dobby.
Are you gonna say Dobby?
No.
I don't know why I said it so aggressive.
Now I'm gonna try to guess. Who else? Who else you think is sad?
Who had a Sirius Black's death?
That was the saddest.
It's because he like.
No, the thing is, the thing is, you're thinking about the movies. I'm thinking about the book.
Oh, it's so much.
I was so connected to that, bro. Like in the book, I know you don't. This isn't for you. It's okay. But I'll say is that in the books, the way that they build up this man's uncle.
Yeah.
The way they built him up, the way that he showed up and supported the sacrifice that he made for Harry. He loved Harry. He loved justice. He was a strong, like, to me, he was the strongest character portrayed in that entire series.
I agree.
Mm. Because of what he endured. He took those
Dementors.
He took them to the face for years, for decades.
And he said
took
the only the thing that kept him going was the fact that he knew he was innocent.
He was innocent. So he held on to literal soul-crushing punishment and said, nah, like, this ain't for me.
I ain't shit.
I stand on business. And then he got out and still was not fucked up.
No.
Like the only person out of that prison not to be fucked up. And I also think the depiction of the prisons there was really interesting because that's like the American prison system.
Facts.
It's like, you know, it's supposed to be rehabilitation, but it's like, no, you literally have these things sucking your soul.
He said you hear people screaming and all like just this, no, like this.
Yeah, it's the scariest thing ever.
Yeah, it was a lot.
So for me, when he died, I was like, he to me in a lot of ways represented like hope, you know, and like overcoming and like resilience. And so when he passed, I was just like, shit, you know, what is
there's no hope.
Well, for me, he was like the first major tragedy in the books. You know what I'm saying? So like that was the first one. I was like, oh,
yeah,
anybody can get it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like anybody can get it because they brought him in such a grandiose way. The whole book was about this dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then it's just like he died the way he died. And I'm just like, I was hurt. Like I distinctly remember doing this, like closing the book and setting it down and then just like looking out the window and just staring like, oh. I suppose that none of us are safe. It was like, because I was a teenager. So for me, this was like, I know this is taking it a bit far, but like this was one of my actual first real experiences with death. And the reason I say real is like, I was very fortunate not to have any of my close family members or friends die until I was like in my 20s. But so as a, you know, and also, you know, things hit differently when you're going through puberty. So that's why everybody's favorite music genre is between the age of when they were 13 and 18, because that's when things just feel stronger for you.
Mm.
And so for me, that was like when I was in my strongest feelings, reading this book that had a whole book about this guy. And then the way that he died in the space of protecting after holding on to all these things for so many years, that junk hit me in every left ventricle piece of my body. I was like, good God, nothing is sacred anymore.
And then it just goes crazy after that, too.
Yeah, and then the book just like goes off the rail. Like everything goes off the rail.
Everybody
like,
dies. Anybody could die. Everybody
yeah, Voldemort's be... like Voldemort's fully back. Like,
that's how he was dancing. It's Voldemort.
Yeah, just like Voldemort's fully back. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you did answer the sad deaths, right?
Oh,
Snape. Yeah, when Snape had to go.
Oh, okay. Wait, isn't this look?
All right, so.
What did he do?
And then he just.
All right, so since you guys are both dead.
He just gave it away.
Guys, all right, reset.
Sorry.
Right here.
Sorry.
All right. So, guys, I also want to ask, were there any deaths that actually made you cheer?
Bellatrix. Not my daughter, you bitch. Pow!
That was it. That was the one.
Yeah.
That was the one, man. The Weasley mama.
I'll say this.
Through?
Bellatrix, I think, was the only character that I liked more in the movies than in the books.
Yeah.
She in the Because in the books, she wasn't that vivid of a character, to be honest. Like, she was just kind of weird. She was always kind of in the background.
Yeah.
But in the movie, that actress, she brought so much to her.
Helen Bonham Carter.
Yeah, and she was also kind of sexy, too. So it was just like, there was like that sexiness to her. Just like, quirky sexiness.
She was like, she always be weird.
She was like weird, but
freaky.
Also you'd be like, I don't
You got a thing for Bellatrix looking women?
Her in that movie, I'd be like, what's up? Like, wow. I think that's not as bad. I don't think that's as bad as Bill Nye. Let's just keep it where it is.
The son, he can give me. I'll take that Bunsen burner.
All I'm saying is, wow, Bunsen burner. All right, we're gonna move on. We're going to move on.
Wow.
How does she?
Wow.
What?
The Bunsen burner.
Oh my God.
So yeah, Bellatrix.
All right.
Bellatrix, yeah. Bellatrix. That moment for the Weasley's mom riding for her daughter at that point.
Also, can I throw this in there? Fred, like when Fred and George, which one died? Fred died, right?
Fred
died. I was sad, but I didn't care. But then I found out it was supposed to be the dad. They were going to kill Arthur. Which I'm glad
that would have been sad.
I would have. Yeah. I would have really cared about the trash.
There was two of them. They kind of were the same person. So they killed one of them, and I'm just like, all right, well.
And he ended up dating the same girl that he was dating, so it was fine.
He what?
Says the twin.
They had kids.
As a twin, I can say that they are identical twins. I am a twin. They killed one of the identical twins. I'm a fraternal twin, so this does not apply to me. But in the books, the way they were portrayed, and even in the movie, they were the same person. They were the same person. So killing one of them, I'm like, I'm sad about it, kind of. But really, like, I don't.
Somebody had to go.
It's like, why don't you? If somebody has to go, what about the copied one?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
But didn't Tonks and Lupin
they both
died?
Like, they were together. That was sad. Because then the little baby was an orphan.
Yeah.
And it was like Harry, but Harry took care of him, so he wouldn't have to live like how Harry lived.
So, quick question then. So, the theory in which we have Harry being the chosen one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But. Technically, is it also Neville?
I think it's Neville.
Neville was
real shit. Neville came through it too.
Neville was the most clutch character in all the ways. Like, and I think it was really interesting how he was depicted in the movie and in the books. In the books, it's just like he was worse in the books in the space of like how clumsy he was and how
super
nerdy
goofy.
And how dumb he was. But he always said the thing or did the thing that it's just like if he didn't say or do that. None of this would be happening.
Yeah.
Like he's the key to like all the future happening. You know, it's just like Neville was just always showed up. And it's just like, I remember the first few books, I was like, why is he here? You know? But then as it kept coming, kept going, I'm just like, yo.
So the prophecy that is written within the Harry Potter lore, it could, or are we saying that it could also be about Neville?
I think that's the part that confuses me. I'm going to say 95% I think is Neville. Like just the more I'm rereading the books, I'm like, I feel like it was Neville. Because if Neville didn't kill fucking Nagini, like we would be.
Everyone's done.
Yeah, it would be done. But like you said, it was just other stuff that was going on that I feel like it was him.
And Neville's, both of his parents died as well, right?
No, they're in the hospital. Like Bellatrix cursed them.
Yeah.
They did the thing.
His story was as sad as Harry.
It was so. I think it was sadder because he had to see them.
Yeah.
Like he would go on the weekends and see them with his grandma. I just read that part. That's why I'm sad.
Yeah.
And so like she was like giving him gum wrappers or something just to give him something because it's like she wants her. She knows that that's her son, but she doesn't know that that's her son. And like the grandma's like, just throw it away. And he kept it. Damn. So he's like keeping all these little things to keep this connection with his parents. I'm finna cry. To keep these connections with his parents and to see them like that. And then he hears, I'm at the part where like the Death Eaters all escape. So the people that did this to your parents that you see they're out.
Yeah.
And so that's why he started training harder because he was like, I gotta avenge my parents.
Yeah.
I'm finna cry. It's so damn sad, Neville.
All right, so.
Long bottle.
I think we've done a pretty good job of being able to give a lot of nerd lore for Harry Potter because, you know, if you haven't seen the show, then, you know, seen the experience, I should call it, because this movie is not even a show yet. If you haven't seen it, then obviously, would you guys all recommend this is worth the experience?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
100%. Yes. It's a world unlike any other. It's been created. It's amazing. But I do want to move on to the spot of the show that Roxy always likes to show out on is the show and tell.
Oh, I was about to say all of it.
So, Roxy, yes, what do you got? What you got for
me? What did you bring, Roxy?
So, I have, which I've never seen the tag still on.
Oh, my God.
I have.
Who'd you steal that
what
from?
What is that?
I didn't. I was finna.
What first year did you beat up and take that?
Give me a cloak, man. No, it's so, I got this. So you will actually remember.
It's just funny. You can't even
it's
get the
funny.
Zipper.
She can't get up.
Give it here.
Her hands
give
are
it
too
here.
Big.
You
to get
I opened
her
it.
Hands are too big to get to the little button.
Oh, you was going to help me, though?
I was.
You love me. You be playing this game. All right, so my hair's cut.
Why is the sound effects?
So as you will remember, we
Where's your microphone? Oh,
so as you will remember, we filmed and we did like Harry Potter, what was that, Clue?
Yeah.
And so I had got us these capes to film, these cloaks to film, and I had got them from Amazon, and they were trash. They were super flimsy. But my homie Max the Slayer, shout out to Max the Slayer.
What up,
she
Max?
Stays going to Universal. And we had went one time and I was very high, so I don't really remember everything. But we seen these cloaks and I really wanted one. And then I looked at the price and it was like $100. Mm-hmm. It was $100. I said, oh no, I'll never get one.
How much was it?
$100. And so $100. $100.
$100.
That's where that started from at the clothes. $100.
Yeah.
Dollars? Yeah. And so, but she sent me one for my birthday. So I really like this, just not only because, you know, it's Harry Potter, but because my friend gave it to me and we're Slytherins and it's nice quality. Can I close it? Who knows? But I like it.
We know.
I swear I'll kill you.
Clea, what you got, man?
Roxy brought a Shein Hogwarts Gryffindor cardigan and then the robe that she beat up a first year
I
for.
I did not.
That's she got the nerve to bring that. That's for exactly show and tell. This is
brought.
Ridiculous.
I'll beat your ass.
So Universal Studios here in LA, they have the Harry Potter space, which is like Diagon Alley pretty much. Mm-hmm. They have the train there. They've got the Hogwarts castle in
it's
the
good
back.
Time.
That's Hogsmeade. You're correct. It is Hogsmeade
yeah,
there.
Great.
They have this. You can go buy wands.
Yes.
So you go there, you can buy wands, and they have almost every major character in the films is there. Mm-hmm. So I picked up Sirius Black's wand, and it's cool because it has all these little different carvings in it.
Mm-hmm.
But you walk around there, and you can look into windows. You can do like different little flicks, and then right here on this map, right here is actually what they give you. It's the whole map of all the space.
That's
right,
so dope.
And it gives you the cool little things to do with your wand, open up doors and make stuff levitate. You've got let's see, what do they have on there? They got the Wingardium Leviosa spice. They got the Silencio.
Ooh,
you fucking wish.
It wouldn't work. It would never work.
Can you
never.
Imagine how much value you'd have if you could do that to her? Like the sponsors would have flocked to us all.
Agreed on that one.
Yeah, I agree. Agree on that one.
We got Alohomora. We got Finite Incantation. Yeah, there's so many little things you can do around here. So
she's
if you're ever
at your
universe,
manhood, just
get you.
Oh.
All of a sudden,
you start going over towards right. No.
Yes.
Roxy's like, ha ha.
All in one, baby.
All right, so.
My wand and I also got.
No, do that. You didn't. Did you do this?
No, that's you.
That's what I was gonna act like. I did.
Wow!
I got some my show and tell.
Go for it. Go
which
for
is
it.
Brought to you by Hippie. We got some potions, y'all.
Yeah.
Shout out, like if you shake them up, you know what I'm saying? There's edible glitter in them. That's I'm true. Terrified to drink it, but Hippie.
Oh, I thought we was gonna take.
No,
a
we
shot.
Gotta. We gotta toast this. What you talking about? Nah, so, we doing it. Y'all ready?
Yeah, we're going
to the face?
We
to the
chugging?
Face. Oh, to the face.
No, we're not chugging. We take
oh,
a taste.
Oh, I thought we was chugging.
Oh, we chug.
I'm chugging. I'm chugging.
Hey, guys. Cheers to nerddom, to Harry Potter. We done did it. We're here.
What if we turn into one of the, like, the cat, like how Hermione
so we're
did.
Chugging.
She'd be a love potion kind of person.
Won't
turn into
Brennan.
I
want
to.
Oh.
Yo.
What did you say?
She says you won't lose your hair is what she's saying. You end up like me. Apple juice.
So we're not
like
chugging?
Chug it, girl.
Thank you. I wanted
go
approval.
Go ahead. Chug it.
To the head.
Not by myself.
No, to the head.
You
be doing it on yourself.
What does that mean?
You be doing it by yourself
look.
Anyway. Take it to the head.
Go on. You got it.
Where Kadeem at?
Not yet. Where's Kadeem?
All right, guys. So as Roxy is chugging that, I want to say make sure you check the description. She's supposed to be saying this, by the way. I'm just going to do it. Actually, can you do it? Can you do it, Cleo? You see that right there? Yeah, it was a lot. I know. I just trying to distract from it. It was a lot.
Wow.
Clea, take us out, man.
Man, thank you guys.
It's right there. What you got to say is right there.
For which part? Which part?
The bottom. Very bottom. The outro. You see that?
Outro. Boom. Listen, thank you guys for tuning in to the Hot and Nerd podcast. Check out the description right there in the info box below. Join the Patreon. Follow us on all social media. How to Nerd podcast. I go by the name of Cleo Thomas. A.K.A. Mrs. Slick Living.
I'm Roxy Hayes.
I am Brennan Edwards.
We'll see you guys in the next episode.
Peace.
Bye.
Fella!
Yo, he took it there on the interview with it, though.